दोस्तों, क्या आपने कभी सोचा है कि आखिर भारत में कितनी तरह की साड़ियां मिलती है? माना जाता है कि हजारों साल पहले से इंडस वैली सिविलाइजेशन या सिंधु घाटी सभ्यता के वक्त से साड़ियां दक्षिण एशिया के महिलाओं के लिए एक परिधान रही हैं। आज भारत में सैकड़ों तरह की साड़ियां मिलती हैं जिन्हें कई अलग अलग तरीकों से पहना जाता है। आज इस अंश में हम चर्चा करेंगे कुछ प्रमुख तरह की साड़ियों के बारे में जो भारत में मिलती हैं। तो साड़ियों के बारे में और जानने के लिए हमने भारतीय हैंडलूम्स की जानकार और सिंगापुर के लसाल कॉलेज ऑफ द आर्ट्स में फैशन डिजाइन विभाग में पढ़ाने वाली राजीव विसा से बात की।
हर एक स्टेट में देयर आर समथिंग यूनिक एंड स्पेशल, सो फॉर एग्जांपल ईच इज डिवाइडेड बेस्ड ऑन मे बी वोवन स्टाइल व्हिच इज हैंडलूम वीविंग स्टाइल। सम साड़ीज इन सम पार्ट्स ऑफ इंडिया आर वेरी फेमस फॉर देयर एम्ब्रॉयडरीज लाइक फुलकारी एंड सो ऑन। यू विल सी दुपट्टाज इन साड़ीज इन फुलकारी फ्रॉम पंजाब। यू विल सी गदवाल व्हिच इज फ्रॉम आंध्र प्रदेश which is woven cotton body and silk borders. This makes it very beautiful. You have a rich silk zari on the palla and borders, and the rest of the sari is cotton, so it's very cool and comfortable in hot Andhra Pradesh. There's Gujarat, like I said, very famous for patola, where it is actually an ikat, which is a very unique and very difficult technique actually to weave. The double ikat that you see in patola, it's also there in Andhra Pradesh and Orissa. There is kantha embroidered saris that you'll see in West Bengal. There are so many different. So Banarasi saris are of course very famous from Banaras. The weavers of Varanasi from years have been, centuries, generations have been weaving this most beautiful fine fabrics from Banaras. And they are very, very skilled, highly skilled in introducing the gold zari. So Banaras sari is often worn for weddings and so on. Very lovely. All the way to the lighter saris, like say, for example, kota, which is a beautiful light cotton, which has a self-check on it. So it is very subtle, the pattern and design on a kota sari, but perfect for the weather, light and so on.
वही राजीव विस्सा ने हमें केरला और आसाम की साड़ियों के बारे में बताते हुए कहा,
there are kasavu saris from Kerala which are famous, which are off white with gold borders. Assam has mekhla chador, which is like a combination of a sari and what we call half sari in Andhra Pradesh, which is it's a two piece mekhla chador. So each state has their most unique and beautiful weaves, and these are all part of the strong handloom heritage of India. So much so that an Indian woman can wear a sari 365 days in a year from different parts of India and still not repeat the saris that she's wearing. I mean, that many varieties and beautiful variations are there from each state. So these are some of the common ones. Andhra Pradesh also has Mangalgiri, which is a very, very fine check.
Rajiv Visa ne hame chanderi saadiyon ke baare mein ek rochak jankari bhi di.
Saris on chanderi also, like you can get so many varieties of them, and the beautiful thing about chanderi is also that they're extremely light, despite being very rich in appearance, a mix of cotton and silk, so that's what makes it very light. These are from Madhya Pradesh. Apparently there are references for chanderi also in the, you know, Mahabharata and so on and so forth. So I think these are the kind of very ancient techniques of weaving with cotton and silk which continue till date in India. There's Kanchipuram in the south, again well known for beautiful gold borders and designs in woven into the palla and the borders for zari. So another sari weave is actually Pochampalli. Most special thing about this sari is actually the weavers have to think of the design in their minds and dye the warp and the weft, which are the threads of the sari, before they weave it. This is very unusual because most of the time the pattern is added after weaving or during weaving we introduce the zari while weaving. Lekin for the Pochampalli, which you see in Andhra as well as the version in Orissa and in Bengal, these saris are actually dyed before weaving. Unique thing about this, the weaver will have the design in his mind. The dyeing of the threads happens with the design still in his mind. This requires the weaver to have a mathematical knowledge of weaving in his mind without graph paper, without drawing the design on a paper. These very skilled weavers are able to produce this, which is really quite unique. Actually, you see ikat of many forms in even in Korea, and you see it in Japan, and you see it in Southeast Asia also, in Balinese tradition. But the origin of that is from India.
वहीं राजीव विसा ने हमें महाराष्ट्र की पैठनी और गुजरात की बांधनी जैसी साड़ियों के बारे में भी बताया.
पैठनी इज फ्रॉम महाराष्ट्र एंड इट इज क्वाइट अ लॉट ऑफ गोल्ड जरी वोवन इनटू द साड़ी. व्हाट दिस डज इट, इट इज अ मिक्सचर ऑफ सिल्क एंड जरी. सो दिस गिव्स अ वेरी, इट्स अ नॉर्मल प्लेन वीव बट इट्स अ मिक्सचर ऑफ सिल्क. सो इट गिव्स अ रियली रिच लुक एंड इट इज क्वाइट रॉयल लुकिंग. एस्पेशली आई थिंक रॉयल्टी विद इन महाराष्ट्र from the old days were wearing these sarees, and they're very beautiful. Paithani, most famous part is it is one of the richest silk sarees that you'll see in India. Combination of silk and zari. So quite a heavy zari saree, very rich look. Bandhani sarees are most famous is from Rajasthan, and you also see them in Gujarat. Both Gujarat and Rajasthan share a lot of saree traditions between them. I mentioned Leheria before. This is also one of the Bandhani styles. Bandhani basically means to tie. So tie-dye. Bandhani sarees are tie-dye. So when you pinch a small pinch of fabric and you tie it very tight with strongly with thread, and you make numerous such pinches which you've tied all over the saree is dyed. It can be dyed in multiple colors, dipped in different ways. And when you open up all the things you've tied, you get this cute little dot. And that forms a motif. And the artisans are very skilled. The more skilled they are, the finer and tinier the dots will be. So ye bhi ek bahut mashur, it's a great skill. It is something that develops over generations. Sambalpuri, which is from Orissa, very lovely, very unique patterns in the design. So again, some of them are well known for bright colors, you know, all the way to Leheria, which you see in Rajasthan. Rajasthan Leheria sarees are actually, the material is very light, cotton or silk, but the dyeing is so fine. It's a diagonal tie-dye, which gives a beautiful diagonal stripe, which is very slimming when you wear it actually.
वहीं राजीव विसा ने साड़ी और उस इलाके के वातावरण के बारे में अपनी राय रखते हुए कहा.
हर एक स्टेट में दीज आर अगेन द कलर्स एंड पैटर्न्स अगेन रिप्लाई टू द वेदर कंडीशंस. माय ऑब्जर्वेशन इज यूजुअली इन द ड्रायर स्टेट्स लाइक राजस्थान एंड गुजरात. यूजुअली द कलर्स आर वेरी ब्राइट. To me, it feels as though the desert sands are, you know, dull color, and the women dress very brightly in such states, you know, with beautiful colors. And in the south, which is more lush and green, and say, for example, Kerala, women wear, you know, off-white. And to me, it seems as though the aesthetic has evolved naturally based on our own Indian aesthetic of beauty. So it's like a balance. You know, women are dressed colorfully in the dry states and simply with less color in the lush and green environment. So this is my personal observation.